Now, Steve, the Canadian political system and the American political system are quite different. Could you explain to me how the Canadian political system works?
Sure. Basically, in Canada, there are 10 provinces and 3 territories. We call the 3 territories territories because they have less than 50,000 people living in them. They're really far north, where it's cold and obviously not so comfortable to live. The other 10 provinces are British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island. Each province has their provincial government, but as far as federal government, the capital is in Ottawa. And there's actually an election coming up probably sometime this year. Each province is given seats in the federal cabinet, and seats are given based on population. So Ontario and Quebec, which have the largest populations, have the most seats in federal parliament. And so wherever you live, you basically vote for the politician who's running in your particular geographic area. And the political party, which wins the most seats, forms the government that rules the country.
Okay, and then the leader of the country comes from that party?
Yeah, the leader of the country is elected within the party. They elect a leader.
Okay.
So each party, when they want a leader, they have a leadership convention, and they elect a leader to lead that party. But the leader of the party must also run in their own constituency or riding. So if they don't win, they can't be the prime minister. So, yeah. The main political parties, right now, the government is a liberal government. Other prominent parties are the New Democratic Party, sometimes called the NDP, and the New Conservative Party. Also, a powerful party is Bloc Québécois, which has most of its seats, obviously, in Quebec. So okay. There are 4 main political parties.
Okay, thanks.